Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Scott Terry at Mental Health Matters, Crew FM 100.1 FM, the ultimate radio station. We've got a bunch of great people today. We got Peggy Lovelace from the VA, who's going to talk to us about... Peggy, introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm Peggy Lovelace, and I work with the VA, and I teach mental health first aid. And it's an education program for the general public and gives some basic information about mental health. But more importantly, not only do you get information about mental health and its signs and symptoms, but it teaches you what to do.
Wow, that's awesome. And we also have Stephen Harper. Stephen, tell them about yourself for a second and what you're suggesting.
Thank you, Scott. I am a resident of Fairfield. I've been quite involved in the Fairfield Cares and the, as well as the group at the Marshy University of Management on promoting mental health awareness. And I've been working with Peggy to set up a training course that she is going to teach here in Fairfield called Mental Health First Aid.
Wow. And we have a special guest substituting for Rob today, who's off in Ottumwa.
Thanks, Scott. I'm Jamie Mueller with Crisis Intervention Services based out of Oskaloosa. And we're here today just to talk about our services and just let everyone know that we're available for Fairfield.
So Jamie will talk a little bit more at the ending of the program and pipe in if there's some question about the mental health first aid. But we're really excited, Peggy, to really understand what mental health first aid is and why somebody would want to learn about it. What would somebody get from coming to such a course?
Okay, good. Well, mental health is something that people just don't talk about. And when we grow up, we hear about diabetes, we hear about heart conditions and whatnot, but nobody talks about mental illness. And so our mental health literacy is very low. We have no background really to pull from when things, when mental health problems arise. So mental health first aid is kind of a general program. It's tip of the iceberg, but it gives some very, very good information, risk factors and signs and symptoms that you can see. But then also on top of that, like I said before, it tells you what to do. It gives you a 5-step action plan of what can I do. Because, again, if you see something that's wrong and you don't know what to do, then you do nothing. So the steps for mental health first aid are assess for risk of suicide or harm, listen non-judgmentally, give reassurance and information, encourage appropriate professional help, and encourage self-help and other support strategies. Now, I've said all this, and it says, oh, that's very straightforward and simple, but you'd be surprised how much there is to these 5 steps, and that's kind of what we go through in the course.
Wow. So if somebody takes this course, they would get some basic understanding of mental health for themselves, for others. Is this a course for professionals and non-professionals?
Yes, it's a course for everyone and anyone. We have people in the class from your community members that are just interested community members. They might be a hairstylist, or they might manage the grocery store or work in the library and have interactions with people that they know have some mental health problems. And then we also have your mental health professionals who come to the class, and it's kind of a review for them because the material, again, is very basic but very, very important.
Well, it sounds like it's a review, but as one of those mental health professionals, it also sounds like I would really get another handle, another way to address clients. And I think I read somewhere that I could get a bunch of CEUs for this.
Yes, you can.
Ooh, I always like that.
This class will provide 8 CEUs, and
nice.
That is provided through the VA. So all of this is subsidized. It's sponsored by the VA. Generally speaking, the suggested costs for the classes are anywhere, depending on where you live, anywhere between $60 to $120 a person.
Wow.
So this is a value.
Well,
so how much is it going to cost when you give it in October in Fairfield?
It's going to cost nothing because the VA is going to sponsor this for us, and it's an excellent way for the VA to invest the money.
And how many hours is it?
It is 10 hours. We have 8 hours of curriculum, and then we have the extra time we'll spend on role-playing and simulations and discussions, so we can take those five-step action plan and actually absorb it, so it becomes more of a natural response to situations. And so professionals, again, they get that practice again, so that's very good for them also.
I know that the role-playing and practice exercises really come in handy in a training of this kind, so that you really know that you know what to do. And it gives you a lot of confidence when you're actually in the situation where you see somebody who's very depressed or has experienced a trauma or is showing signs of a psychotic disorder.
Right.
How to get them to the professional help or support that they need.
Yes, it is. It's a comfort level because, again, we're not comfortable with mental illness because it's not something that we've been very open about, and we need to get to that place. So this education, again, the training will raise mental health literacy, so it will also reduce stigma, and it will make us more comfortable just discussing mental health and talking about it.
Well, that's such a
lot of purposes there.
That's such a huge issue, especially here, but it really, wherever in the world you're listening to this, there really is so much stigma. But I think there's also a lot of misunderstanding that becomes sort of out there in the world, or our bias that we don't want to address things. And learning the language of how to communicate to people, I think, is so huge. You know, when I think about, for instance, our natural tendency if somebody is suicidal is to sit there and either not ask about it or to not be direct about are they really wanting to kill themselves, because that would be so scary, and we're afraid that, oh my God, we might trigger them to actually kill themselves because we're mentioning it.
Yes.
And so learning how to communicate. You know, I often think, and I've been in a number of businesses before this, before I became a therapist, and I always thought it was so funny, like in every business, there's a specific language. So at some point, I ran a building supplies company. I didn't know a shake from a shingle from a 2x4, and there's a certain language. It wasn't learning about the sales, it was learning the language. And it's in therapy, it's a certain language, a certain way to communicate to somebody. It's like when I get couples in, most couples, you know, you're not handed a manual when you were born sometime of how to communicate or how to be a parent. You know, there's lots of books, but they're almost always wrong because you need to do what works for you. And if you're in a relationship, what works for you and your partner. So there's a certain way to communicate with somebody, and learning really what works for you and what works for the person you're seeing. So who are you? Who's the person that you're trying to communicate to, your partner or somebody who's disturbed next to you? And then what's the appropriate methodology or process or way to communicate to that person? So really understanding all three to get over your fears, your stigmas, and to be able to be honest with somebody to make a difference and to find what's the best methodology, way, language to communicate.
Right, right. Yes, that's a good synopsis. And there are some ways, and again, you can personalize it to your own situations. There are some common approaches and common supports that, and again, the language, you can absorb the language to a point, but there are some common ways that have been shown to really be very effective. And we will go over those in depth and repetitively, because repetition, of course, enhances learning. So We will practice and do the role playing and whatnot so people can get more comfortable. Because again, like you said, there's no manual. And certainly with mental health, there has been no training and no education courses. And that's not something that's on in the curricula in our schools.
Absolutely. So I want to remind everybody that you're listening to KRUU 100.1 FM, Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. And by the way, if you're interested in such a course, I'm more than happy to forward the information on. Or if there's any questions or any show ideas that anybody has, please email me. My email, my brand new email, which is kind of exciting, is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at KRUU-FM. Scott at Mental Health Matters at KRUU-FM. Okay.
I get that. Mental Health Matters.
Mental Health Matters. Scott at Mental Health Matters at KRUU-FM.com. And the archives of these shows are at KRUU-FM.com. Okay. I'm sorry if that was confusing.
No problem. Now that you've given your email, I'd like to also refer people to the Mental Health First Aid website, which is, again, one word, mentalhealthfirstaid.org. There is also, when you attend the class, you will get a manual. In the manual, there's just all kinds of resources, and they talk about the National Alliance on Mental Illness that has NAMI.org that has their resources. They talk about Mental Health America, and they have their resources. And so there's just all kinds of places that you can go to get information about mental health if you aren't able to make this class, or even if you are and you want more information. So and lots of good information out there.
Great. And if for some reason that was confusing, you could also email me at my regular email until if that other one was a little bit screwy, Scott, S-A-O-T-T, at ardentcenter.com. Ardent is ardentcenter.com. Scott at ardentcenter.com. Anyways, we will. If anybody has any information they'd like to know further, please get in touch with us. Or just really, seriously, a new show idea. Stephen, you had a question.
Oh, Peggy, I was just wanting to come back to Scott's example of if you see somebody that you think really might be at risk of committing suicide, what would you do?
And again, this is counterintuitive. A lot of people have heard, I don't want to put the idea in someone's head. And believe me, people already have the idea. If they're thinking of it, they have the idea. And if they're not, they know about suicide. The best approach is to ask the person directly, are you thinking of killing yourself? Are you thinking of suicide? And you'd be surprised how tremendously relieved people will be to have you ask that, because they finally get to say, yes, I am. And then you can go beyond and get some help. So that is the correct approach, and that, again, most people shy away and think, we're not supposed to do that, but that's, again, that's a misconception. The actual correct approach is just to come right out and ask about it.
And it's my understanding that people intervene this way successfully. Thousands of lives have been saved by just ordinary people asking and expressing how much they care and being willing to listen and refer people to professional help. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes. And you can't know if you don't ask. So ask. Yes. Yes. So
thank
it is life saving.
Wow. I'm wondering if you have got any more examples so that even if somebody can't take the course, they could discover a little bit more about what they would do in certain situations.
Sure. I gave you some websites where you can go for information, but sometimes it's pretty obvious that people are having some troubles. They've just changed. They seem real depressed, very down, very aloof. And it lasts for a long period of time. And, again, you can approach the person and ask them, is there something I can do? Is there something bothering you? Would you like to talk? Just being there for people and reaching out to them and asking them, you know, and listening. We as humans are not very good listeners, and so it's very important to just let someone talk if that's what they need, and then try to convince them to go talk to a professional and get some help, because there's some great help out there. There really is. But, yeah, there's so many different situations, and we go through quite a few different illnesses. We cover depression, anxiety, which are the top two diagnoses, and then substance abuse, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and eating disorders. So we touch on all those different diagnoses, and we'll talk about their signs and symptoms and what you can do particular to those different diagnoses and illnesses.
And I'm really attracted to this training because I know that even if somebody is not so critically ill that they're considering suicide, they're still suffering. And there are so many things that they can do, that we can do for each other to help each other, and things that we can do for ourselves if we're feeling depressed about something, to not have to suffer from these things. You know, it's just a quality of life question. We can improve our quality of life by taking action on these things long before they become really big problems. In other words, as soon as we notice maybe that we're beginning to feel depressed about something or exhibit any of the anxiety or have experienced a trauma, we have knowledge of where are our support groups, where are professionals to help us, and what to do for each other, and what kind of help to request if we're in that situation.
Right, and we do go over. I mean, people do not realize how very common mental illness is. The latest statistics are 1 in 5 people. And if you start thinking about it, look around you, it's 1 in 5 people in regular household populations. So that's a lot of people. I mean, that's much higher than most other illnesses. But the treatment rate for mental illness, if you get treatment, the treatment success rate is extremely high, much higher than most other illnesses, too. So the incidence is high, but the successful treatment rate is high, too. But that, of course, is contingent on people getting treatment. So it's so very important for us to open up and start talking and doing something about mental health.
That's fantastic. So this training will be offered in Fairfield for the first time October 12th, which is a Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then the second day is of the training is October 16th from 12:30 p.m. to 5 p.m.
And if you're interested in training, again, we're not promoting this, but I think it sounds like a great program that you guys are doing. You could email us at Mental Health Matters. I actually just looked it up, Mental Health Matters. At KRUUFM.com. That's actually the correct one, finally. You could also email my personal one. It's Scott@ArdenCenter.com if you needed to. And again, you are listening to KRUUFM 100.1 FM.
Does anyone have any other questions?
Well, you're.
That they'd like to hear about.
There, you know, I really wouldn't mind hearing a story, if you've got a story that you could tell us, or pick one of those major conditions, and what somebody, a layperson, would know or learn about depression or anxiety.
Okay. Well, you know, when you talk about depression and anxiety, a lot of times people think about the sadness and the people being very tired and low. And again, when you think of depressed, you think of down. But it is also true, and this is something that people don't generally know, that depression and anxiety can also be exhibited through irritability and anger. And so there can be some very active symptoms that wouldn't necessarily be thought of as depressive or maybe more anxious, but not depressive symptoms, and they actually are. And at that point, then you could also say, hey, I've noticed, you know, there's a little more, you know, going on here, and it's something going on I can help you with. So, again, you know, when you talk about different, in my own family, I have quite a bit of mental illness, and we all do. And there is a saying that I like to put out there for people, that if you think mental illness is not in your family, you haven't been to a family reunion lately. So I want everybody to think about that.
Yeah, well, you're saying the statistics are 1 in 5, and from what I see, it's at least that, if not significantly more, and it's certainly more in various population. So
right.
there certainly
but
is a number.
Mental illness does not discriminate. There are some illnesses affect women more than men and vice versa, but it doesn't discriminate as far as, you know, as social economic status or anything like that.
So. Absolutely. And there's so many diagnoses that might not be destructive or destroying our lives, such as a mild depression or, for instance, somebody's attention deficit disorder, which I've seen latest statistics from CDC going up to 11%, which I think is really bizarre. And I'm not sure exact numbers because the statistics are really all over the place. But there's so many times there's a distinction to really be traced between what's just some sadness, what's mild depression that's looming on, and maybe it's not destroying our life, but maybe it's caused simply by a sleep disorder, who knows what else, or there's more severe depression where I can't get up out of the morning, and I'm really feeling that sense of hopelessness and loss. And in children, for example, as you say, irritability and anger could simply be looked at as a defiant child, but that actually could be depression. And so it's important to see a professional, but it's really important to come to something like this and get some clarity. What's really going on? Or to seek professional help, or to start making yourself more informed. We're getting out of the era. There's no more stigma. There's no more sticking our head in the sand. It's time to act. And we keep coming back to this notion, it is time to act, and act now. Find out, be in control of your life. There's no more hiding, there's no more running away. It's time to take control over your life and to make your life work for you, really work for you. No matter what's going on, there is help out there, and there's help within you. There's a way to do this. So I'm so glad that you're offering this course. And again, tell us again what the name of the course is and how much it is.
It's Mental Health First Aid. It's going to be in Fairfield, Iowa on October 12th and 16th. And there's no cost. The VA sponsors the course. And we hope that we see just everybody come, as many people as we can get enrolled. Our top number is 30, but if we need to come back, we'll come back again.
Really?
Wow. And, yes. And it, pre-registration is required. You cannot just show up.
Exactly.
If you're interested in this training, please email Scott.
Or just simply look on the website. Again, wherever you are, this is not a Fairfield thing. This is not in Iowa. You could be anywhere in the world. This course is available. There is help available, and there's information available. And so if anybody needs anything, no matter where you are, if you're listening to this in the middle of the Antarctica or wherever you happen to be, you're not alone anymore. And it's good to remember that. Thank you, Peggy. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, I think we've covered it all, and I'm just looking forward to coming down and meeting people there and being able to share the course.
Well, thank you. Wonderful. Stephen, is there anything from you?
No, thank you very much, Peggy. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much, Peggy, and you have an incredible day.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And we're back, KRUU-FM, with Jamie.
I'm Jamie. I'm with Crisis Intervention Services, and we are a sexual assault crisis center. We also do have a shelter for the victims of sexual assault and domestic abuse located in Oskaloosa. Even though I'm in this field of sexual assault, that mental health, what was it again?
First aid.
Mental health first aid course sounded very interesting, and look forward to hopefully attending that.
So what else would you like to tell us about what you guys do? You're in Oskaloosa, but you actually cover a number of counties?
Yes, we do cover 12 counties, actually, and those 12 counties would be Appanoose, Davis, Jasper, Jefferson, Keokuk, Lucas, Marion, Mahaska, Monroe, Poweshiek, Wapello, and Wayne counties. And what we're doing right now is kind of reaching out to all those counties to make sure, you know, people do know that we are here to help.
And what do you guys do? Like, why would somebody actually want to come to you?
Like mental illness, sexual assault is also a topic that's kind of not talked about. People don't like to really talk about it.
What you guys do is really sexual assault?
Yes.
What is? I know that sounds weird, but what is it? What do you mean by sexual assault? I mean, is it rape? Is it incest? Is it? I mean,
it's a number of all those. It's rape or basically sexual assault happens when it becomes unwanted touching. So there could be sexual harassment too, which is mainly verbal, but sexual assault becomes once there's contact.
Would you deal with it with if somebody, let's say, is being sexually, somebody's being sexually over provocative at work and it's becoming intrusive to their life?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
This isn't always like some huge trauma. It could simply be that this is disturbing my life, and I don't want this, and I need to stand up and be strong for myself.
Exactly.
And you guys help people.
Yes, we do offer a number of supports for anyone, unfortunately, going through those dramatic times. We have a 24-hour crisis line they can call at any time.
Can you give that number out?
Yes, I can give that number. The number would be 1-800-270-1620.
Can you say that one more time?
Yep, 1-800-270-1620.
And if you didn't get that, as with everything here, if you need, you could always email me and I'll forward you on that information. mentalhealthmatters@KRUUFM.com or scott@ardencenter.com. Is there something more you'd like to say to wrap up?
There's a big thing of what we do, too. There's a lot of moving parts to a sexual assault victim. Once they're sexually assaulted, a number of things can happen. So we tend to try to take all those things and just make it as easy as a process as we can.
Mm.
We're there through the whole entire thing. Our services are free and confidential.
Really?
Yes. So we don't stop unless they would like us to stop. You can go for as long as you can with us. And yeah, it's basically you're on your own clock. You're in control of your life because we feel that no one knows what's truly best for them besides the person.
And again, it's about taking control of your life no matter what the circumstance. It's your life and it's time that you're in control of what's going on for you. Thank you so much, Jamie. And we're wrapping up for today. KRUUFM 100.1.com. And if you need me, I'm at mentalhealthmatters.com. mentalhealthmatters@KRUUFM.com. Thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing you next time at an incredible, exciting show at 6:30 on Tuesday nights or 12:30 in the afternoon on Thursdays. Bye.